No, I can't.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philcall Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Peggy Lee. And now on this cold February evening, we bring you Philco's red-hot snowman, Bing Crosby.
Ken, that's a left-handed introduction if I've ever heard one. Red-hot snowman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bing. How about calling you Philco's singing snowman?
That's better. At least it takes me out of the drip class.
Good.
Now if the Rhythm Ayers will come huddled around the old snowman, we shall all skip down the road to Rio. From the Paramount picture, I mean. And blend in a song called You Don't Have to Know the Language. John Scott, give us a push, will you?
Oh, Mr. Crosby.
Hello.
We've a problem that is difficult to solve because the language it involves is one that we know nothing about.
Oh, Rhythm Ayers. Have to do deliberation of your problem. All you do is woo and wobble, which in any language always means a miss. A kiss.
A kiss?
Suppose you need a vacation. Brazil is the place you should be.
So you can't understand what they're saying, and you can't read a sign that you see.
But you don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes.
You stop at the Copacabana with Sugarloaf Mountain in view.
All the words on the menu mean nothing.
No stopping.
You can't ask a soul what to do, but you don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes.
When she smiles your way, what more would you want anyone to say? So you sigh, just sigh.
You don't have to mention that Yankee phrase. Perhaps when you end your vacation, you bring back a bit of buzzing.
So you can't understand what she's saying. You need an interpreter still.
You don't have to know the language.
With the moon in the sky
and a girl in your eyes
and the look in her eyes.
I know you don't have to know the language if you don't want to say goodbye. With the moon in the sky
and a girl in your arms,
it's the look in her eyes.
You don't have to know, you don't have to know. The language isn't necessary, cause the meaning doesn't vary if you've got the charm it takes. The language isn't necessary.
Thank you very much, boys and girls. And now I turn you over to a man who really knows the language, Master Kenneth Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby. And to prove your statement, I will say a few hundred words on any subject. Just name it any subject at all.
All right. Horseshoes.
Horseshoes?
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to hear Billy Rose's program Pitching Horseshoes, he'll sound more sparkling than ever on any of the new Philco radios.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
We can't trap you, can we, Ken?
No, not when it comes to talking about Philco's, Bing. And talking about Philcos, those gorgeous new Philco consoles give you lots of storage space to keep lots of records.
Suppose you haven't got lots of records.
Well, and there's plenty of space to store your old horseshoes.
Or your old Billy Roses.
Sure.
See, that's nice.
Anyway, Bing, the big news for record fans right now is that Philco's brought out four magnificent new console radio phonographs. And with every one of them, you get a new extra dividend, plenty of record storage space in the cabinet. Now, that just about wraps it up for you listeners who go for recorded music in a big way. Because these four new Philco consoles sure give you everything else for luxurious listening. Take Philco's new 1286. Gives you wonderful static-free FM reception. Philco's big concert grand speaker. Super smooth record changer. Plus the sensational Philco electronic scratch eliminator. And get this, you can buy the Philco 1286 at a price that won't bust your budget. See it, hear it, price it at your Philco dealer. It's a sensational new radio phonograph value. Tops in quality for your money from Philco, the leader.
Greatest records Peggy Lee ever made was Golden Earrings. Here tonight is her personalized version of it.
There's a story the gypsies know is true, that when your love wears golden earrings, he belongs to you. An old love story that's known to very few. But if your love wears golden earrings, he belongs to you. By the burning fire they will glow, with every cold you will hear desire whisper low inside your soul. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light, and let this pair of golden cast a spell tonight. So be my gypsy, make love your guiding light, and let this pair of golden earrings cast a spell tonight.
That was very gossamer, Peggy.
Sure.
Got some more like it?
Lots of things.
While I'm still under the spell of your voice, I want to confess something to you, Peggy. The work you've been doing over on Durante's show, very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not the least bit mad because you threw me over for Jimmy.
Oh.
The best man won.
You know, there are times when Jimmy's voice really thrills me. It's so haunting.
Haunting?
Yeah.
Oh, Peggy. Come, pull yourself together.
Pull myself.
Let's face it, Jimmy's a sweetheart, but his voice to me sounds like two stalks of celery chewing each other to shreds on a tin roof.
Of course, you just can't compare Jimmy's voice with yours.
Not after what I just said. Anyhow, Peg, you recall a few months ago when Dinah Shore and I did a batch of beat-up ballads that nobody had ever heard before?
Oh, sure. You did sort of a broken-down hit parade.
Yeah, that's right. You do hear our show once in a while.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're the one. Say, I wonder if you'd like to break down with me tonight, Peggy, and do a second edition of that show.
Why, certainly. What can I lose?
Just your reputation.
Well, Bing, I think it's a good idea to do some tunes that never quite make the grade.
You're so right. Who needs popular songs?
Well, not me. I've heard the best things in life are free so many times I tore up all my money.
I know what you mean. I've sung Dance Ballerina Dance so often I can't get off my toes.
I may be the next Mrs. Hirsch, I don't...
You know, and once a song catches on, it sure gets around.
And how? I've heard Too Fat Polka. You know that tune so
yeah.
many times, I've ordered a girdle.
Well, you've never worn a girdle, have you, Bing?
No, but Hope tells me they feel great when you get them off. Say, Peggy, let's get started, huh, on our program of songs that are fighting for recognition.
Ready, Bing, but what will we call the program?
Stand by, Peggy. John Scott, Fantas Affair.
Your Flop Parade. Yes, your all-time Flop Parade, featuring a saggy sock full of dilapidated ditties, which are destined to go nowhere unless you, the people, give them a hand.
Or a boot.
Your all-time Flop Parade is brought to you by the makers of hair. Friends, are you bald? Do you blush where you used to brush? Is your head slick where it used to be thick? If so, try some hair. There's nothing like hair to run your fingers through. Here is one of the men who knows hair best, Mr. Orville J. Follicle of Tony Coldwave, North Carolina. Mr. Follicle says,
I've been growing hair for nigh on to 40 years. Why, ever since I was a small boy, the soft Southern Carolina breezes have been kissing my hair. I wonder who's kissing it now.
Thank you, Mr. Follicle. And housewives, remember, there's nothing like hair to keep your old bobby pins in. Now, on with your Flop Parade, featuring Peggy Lee and Harry Crosby.
Evening, Bing.
Evening, Peggy.
And good evening, all you anxious listeners.
Yes, sir.
You bet.
And how? We get your Flop Parade started with the song. Got some great laughers in the van tonight. This boy's called back every week.
Yeah.
And how? We get your Flop Parade started with the song voted number 10 by millions of people who have never heard it before. That stirring love song of the Bayous, Mississippi Moon. Okay, Bayous?
Flip the flop to us, Pop.
Okay.
There's the miss I miss in Mississippi, where the Mississippi flows. I can see her in the morning when it's drippy, with the Mississippi squishing through her toes. When I see the first ranunculus a-blooming, I'm a-going back and banish all my woes. Then I'll kiss the miss I miss in Mississippi.
Oh, I got it.
Though I'm homesick and I'm not in good condition, there's nothing wrong but what a trip won't cure.
Now I ask you, place yourself in his position. Wouldn't you go home at once? And that's for sure.
The refrain. It's about time that I wrote to the folks in Terre Haute, my hometown by the Wabash, far away.
Where he lost his heart one night while the stars were shining bright.
By the Wabash now, so far away.
When I said goodbye to June beneath that Hoosier moon, a nightingale sang softly, seemed to say,
oh, come back soon.
You're in good voice tonight, Kate.
It's about
time that I wrote to the folks in Terre Haute, and my sweetheart by the Wabash, far away, so far away.
Friends, you're listening
listening to your Flop Parade, forced on you by the makers of hair. Remember, housewives, when you go stepping out at night, look your best. Wear hair. Hair comes in several attractive colors. Brown, black, red, gray, blonde, and... Egad, Mabel, what have they done to you this time? And now, on with your Flop Parade.
Here's a great tune for you, Peg.
What's the title, Bing?
When you walked out with your shoes on, I knew you were gone for good.
I don't know it.
Well, then take this one. Was last night the last night with you?
Oh, that's the number six song of the week, written by Jack Brooks.
This is your moment, girl.
Oh. Last night, the last night with you, was the first kiss, the last kiss, the last kiss, the first. Tell me, has my heart been cursed? Was the first time I saw you, the last time, was the last time, the first time. I'm sorry that I asked. The first time was the last time, and the last time was the first. Then the last time was the last time, and the first time is the worst. And at last I see your colors true. And the first time will be the last time that I fall in love with you.
Oh, that was great, Peggy. Really great. Now here's the number 2.5 song of the week. A torchy blues chant entitled Tortured. Written by Miss Bessie Patterson of Tucumcari, New Mexico, after a frightfully human experience. This song will burn its way into the hearts of the nation. Tortured. I don't know why I am so tortured. Every time I see you, I'm tortured. I might say I feel all right, but I still feel all wrong. My heart is crying its eyes out, as hearts will do in a song. Must I be so terribly tortured? It's no fun to be the one tortured. You're with someone new in our old apple orchard, and I'm not only blue, I'm tortured.
Now for the number 7 song of the week, a new one,
but again a comer, Boise, Idaho, and believe me, this number is no small potatoes.
It was written by Ed Walsh for the Homecoming Extravaganza show at the University of California.
And President Sproul wants it known that this number does not in any way reflect the level of the music department of the university.
I think it's a smash.
Me too. Let's do it, kid. Why, hello.
Why, hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Me too.
We're both feeling okay.
See, my bag's all packed.
For a trip out west? You mean out there where the sun shines best?
All set?
You bet.
Let's go back that way.
Here we are just a little bit far from the place where we belong.
Oh, we ain't got a dime, but we're biding our time by always singing this song.
Rododeo, yododeo, you never know how much we long for Boise, Idaho.
Boys from the Butte are mighty cute, but we will let them go. For the girls are noisy when they come from Boise, Boise, Idaho.
Rododeo, yododeo, you never know
how much we long for Boise, Idaho.
We're on the right track, we don't need any sign to a little log cabin in the rattling pine.
We're so happy that we don't mind to say goodbye to all the things we left behind.
But it's not near to the place we'd like to play.
Now before we go, there's one more thing that we would like to say. Rododeo, dododeo, you never know how much we long for Boise, Idaho. Boise, Idaho. Boise, Idaho.
Anybody wishing copies of Boise, Idaho can get them baked, boiled, french fried, mashed, or au gratin at his favorite restaurant or at Sid Pleffner's Sporting Goods store.
And now, a word about hair. Hair is available in many convenient lengths. Very short, short, medium, medium long, long, extra long, and who turned out the lights? And now, on with your flop parade.
Of the week, the one you've all clamored for again and again. These Lush Moments by Burke, Van Heusen, and Again.
These lush moments, how I adore. These lush moments thrill to the core. Our romance is quiet and solemn, but dreams keep running up and down my spinal cord.
It's lush music, lover, let's waltz. No rush music, plenty of schmaltz. Say, we'll meet again in the same rendezvous. Let's not rush the hush, it moisturized. Of these lush moments with you.
But that last song you and Bing did on the flop parade, These Lush Moments, oh, brother.
You liked it, huh,
Ken? Oh, that really sent me. I sure hope it puts our listeners in the mood for a little lush listening. You know, it'd take a real schmaltzy commercial to make you appreciate how wonderful these new Philco consoles sound. In fact, we'd settle for your brushing the commercial for now in favor of dropping in at your Philco dealer later and taking a listen to these new Philcos for yourself. Words can't describe the shock you'll get from the extra power Philco built into these fine new radio phonographs. But you sure can hear the difference when you listen to them playing a record you already know. More high notes, more low notes, a greater range of undistorted tone. All the music you could never hear before. And that goes double when you listen to your records played with Philco's new kind of tone arm, the patented dynamic reproducer. And Philco's electronic scratch eliminator that tunes out needle scratch and service noise. It's an unbeatable combination in recorded music. And you'll find it on two new Philco radio phonographs that hit a new high in luxurious listening. Compare them at your dealer and let your ear be the judge. And for tops in radio listening anytime, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
That's the Maori farewell song. Now is the hour.
Now is the hour when we say goodbye. Soon you'll be sailing far across the sea. While you're away, oh, then remember me.
Time to thank everybody for chipping in to round out the past half hour. And a special thanks to Peggy Lee.
I had a lot of fun, Dean.
Me too.
Who's your guest for next week?
All-star cast next week, Peg. We're looking forward to a visit from Jack Benny and Tom Brenneman.
That's quite a cast. Mm-hmm. How will you keep Tom Brenneman awake long enough to do an evening program?
Oh, we'll hide his Ovaltine that night. Pound him on the head, beat him all around the joint.
Good night, Dean.
Good night, Peg. Good night, folks, and thanks very much.
The program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Peggy Lee appeared through the courtesy of the Rexall Drug Company. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Jack Benny and Tom Brenneman. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.